Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is called Kosher Words. Quick, the Baal Shem Tov told his Talmidim, go into the wagon. We're going for a special trip. And let the horses lead us wherever they want to go. Many times, the Baal Shem Tov would take such trips with his Talmidim, and exactly as I told you just now, no one would tell the horses where to go. The horses would just go wherever Hashem directed them. They traveled for some time. Nobody among the Talmidim knew where they were going to until they stopped off after a while, and there was an inn, a little place where they could buy a drink or something to get refreshed. And it was owned by a Jewish innkeeper. I'm very sorry, the innkeeper told them. I don't have any dairy food to serve you. Usually, at that time of the day, they would expect something dairy, some milk, some cheese. I only have meat dishes to offer you, said the poor innkeeper. Well then, said the Talmidim, who is your shaychet? Who is the person who shechts the meat for you? What kind of person is he? Is he completely reliable? Can we trust his kashrus? And they kept asking him questions like this, which were really not very nice questions. All of a sudden came a voice, Chassidim. It was actually the innkeeper speaking. They were so surprised. You are so concerned with what you put into your mouths, that is, the meat, is it kosher, is it not kosher? But are you also concerned with the kind of words that come out of your mouth? Are those words kosher? Are you speaking in a way which is a nice way to speak? When you are about to say something, do you think about if it's a proper and a nice thing to say? The Talmidim suddenly understood the important lesson which the innkeeper was teaching them. And they understood that this was actually the reason why they came to this inn. They should learn this lesson and hear these words that, yes, of course, it's very important to be careful about what goes into our mouth. Of course, the question, we have to make sure it's kosher, but it's also equally important to make sure that the words that come out of our mouth are kosher. They were saying words which are proper words, which are nice words, which, of course, don't break any halachas, lashon hara, and so forth, and are words which come from the heart, words of Avas Yisrael. And actually, this innkeeper was not an ordinary innkeeper. This innkeeper was actually Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet, disguised as an innkeeper in order to teach these Chassidim this important lesson. And so let us try to be very, very careful today and all days and how we speak and what we speak, the way we speak, and trying to always speak with Avas Yisrael, with love of our fellow Jew. Thank you for joining the story of the day.